So the third aspect of a theology of science is this duality between wisdom and knowledge, Sophia and Sapientia. We tend to divide our interaction and manipulation of the world, the engineering, the applied sciences, with what we call pure or fundamental science. But actually, in my own experience, I've found that the two feed from and of each other in a much deeper way than we normally allow for. Now, similarly, the biblical material doesn't see the distinction between our interaction and with and making nature fruitful and our understanding of it. Let's take the prophetic tradition for a while and go to Isaiah chapter 28, where we have a picture of the wisdom of the farmer. When a farmer ploughs for planting, does he plough continually? Does he keep on breaking up and harrowing the soil when he has levelled the surface? Does he not sow caraway and scatter cumin? Does he not plant wheat in its place, barley in its plot, and spelt in its field? His God instructs him and teaches him the right way. Here we have the knowledge of the natural world and the farming making fruitful of the natural world, perhaps reflecting the Genesis commission to subdue the earth and make it fruitful.